So welcome to Authors Radio, amplifying voices, inspiring the world. I'm your host, Alva Mireles, and I'm really happy to have a special guest with me, Alicia DeBose, author of the books, Not to Self, Tidbits for Navigating Life, Daniel Fast Prayer Journal, 21 Days of Scriptures and Guided Prayers, Misplaced, It Begins, Binding Words, A Beginner Guide to Writing a Book, and The ABCs of Marriage, According to Me, Dream Through Life, 30-Day Devotional. So she has a lot of experience writing books. We're excited to hear about your books, your journey, and the inspiration behind your words, Alicia. Thank you so much for being here.
Thank you for having me.
So, Alicia, can you tell us a little bit about you and your journey as a writer? What did you inspire to start?
Yes. So, I know I started off with poetry, and that I always was interested in that. And I always wrote a lot in school and did good, like, on papers and stuff like that. And so, like, once I got into high school and we had to do a poetry project. And when I put it together, my professor was like, you know, you have a talent for this. You should keep going and dive deeper into it. And so I did. And I just kept going. And I think by the time I had gotten to college, I don't know how many poems I had written, but I was just like, I really want to put these in a book one day. And of course, it took like years to really get myself settled down to actually do it. But like the final inspiration for me to jump out there and do it was I had actually two relatives who wrote books. And I was like, because I had just been procrastinating. And then when they put theirs out, I was like, well, if they can do it, I can do it. And so I was kind of encouraged to just jump out there. And then after talking to them, even more so, like, they kind of helped me and gave me pointers on where to start. And so that was my inspiration.
Okay, that's so nice. And you've writing in different genders. Like, how do you balance those different styles, like from poetry, because I know that you have a book that ABC of Marriage, like those are different, right? But how do you handle to balance those, like writing those topics and different like styles?
I just kind of like as it comes to me, because I have a lot of, I have a lot of different ideas for things that I want to write about. And so I never really saw myself as just one like niche writer. I just wanted to write about whatever I wanted to write about. And so whatever I'm inspired by or interested in or things that go on in my life, I'm like, well, let me write about this. And so that's kind of how I kind of keep it separate like that. And then poetry is more, I do it as a hobby, but and I guess it's just, most of it's just like, whenever it comes to me, I just write it. So it's just, whether it's poetry or whether it's like a self-help thing or like, however it comes to me, that's when I decide to sit down and write.
Okay. And can you talk a little bit about your writing process? Like, do you have any unique rituals, habits that help you to be in that creative zone to start writing?
Yeah, so my process is really, like, if I get an idea, I immediately just start jotting things down, and which we call it a brain dump. I just start just writing down everything I can think of that has to do with it, or sometimes I'll even just pull up my computer and do creative outlines, just however I'm feeling. But that's usually my process. I'll start writing. Like, that's...
Just start, right?
Start whatever's in my brain. I just start and get it out.
Yeah, and like, let's talk a little bit about your book, Not to Self, Tidbits for Navigating Life. What inspired this book? Like at the beginning, And who did you write it for?
So, I was writing it to myself.
Okay.
But just to, but also, and I was like, well, maybe other people could use this as well. Because it was just little things that was happening. And so just having things like, well, you deserve to take time for yourself. Because people need to hear that. Because I needed to hear it in that moment. And so just so as things like that would come to my mind, or maybe some of it might have even been that people told me, or that I read somewhere, but I was like, oh yes, I need to, this is important to tell yourself.
To share, with the other people. Yeah, because as I told you, sometimes we feel like some experience just happened to us, or we feel weird to share. And when you read them from someone else that it happened, you feel like comfortable, you feel like, okay, you engage with that person, with that author. And I know that you have another book that we talked about, The ABCs of Marriage, according to So that's your personal experience, right? But can you share one letter from the book that really stands out to you?
Okay, I'm trying to see if I remember. I think one of them I said was, I think D was for dates. And it was just like they continue dating each other, marriage, because I feel like that's important, because my husband and I have, like, we have fun, like, since we have little ones now, we don't get to date as often, but it's still fun, like, just to go out and enjoy each other's company, and it helps like keep the marriage fun and stuff. So that's one.
Yeah, because sometimes it gets like, you know, you be in the comfort zone and you don't do anything different. But just like doing something different just one night makes a change. And that's very cool. And you also wrote The Binding Words, that it's a guide for new writers. What's the most important advice that you can give someone that is just thinking to start their writing process?
Like, just to start, really, like, because there's so many things, there's so many really different starting points you could start from. So the main thing is just to write. Like, if you have an idea, just go ahead and get it out. Start writing or typing or however you get your process, your writing process. Just start writing and get it out. That's the most important to me. Because if you keep it in, nobody can read it.
Yeah. True. And you like experience something like very rewarding after you shared those thoughts and someone told you like, oh, I read your book. Like, how was like the most rewarding aspect of being author so far?
Just coming into contact with people who are like, because I'm still running into people who don't know that I write books. Even people that know me still don't know. And so just running into them and then having them get excited and want to know like my process and how I did it so that they can do it. So that's encouraging to know that I'm inspiring them to want to write.
Yeah, for sure. And there's like a challenge that you face as an author?
Yes. So, I actually, one of my biggest things was calling myself an author. I kind of was like, should I call myself an author or should I just say writer? Because I started out, like, in the beginning, I was only putting out poetry books. And so I really wrestled with whether or not to call myself an author. But I don't know if I read somewhere or heard, but it was like, you know, if you publish your works online and people can buy them, you're a professional author. Like, you're an author. And so I was like, okay. So I kind of like really like in the last few years is really starting to accept that term. Like, I even put it on my profile as author Alicia, just to kind of like reiterate it.
Yeah, believe in yourself, right? Like I have six, like I read that you have six books, that you are an author for sure. And is there in any book that challenged you the most, like for while you were writing it?
Yes, the devotional, the 30-day devotional, Triumph Through Life, was very challenging. That was the I want to say that was the first book I did outside of poetry, so I considered it like my first like book, and so it was very challenging to tackle, but I was happy that I did it. And in the end, like when I finally got it published, I was very excited about it. But yeah, it was just, I guess, just putting it was putting it together was a little, I guess, intimidating. Like I said, that was like I never done anything outside of poetry, so it was just intimidating. That was the challenging part.
Yeah, because you're changing a different topic, different style. And like for example, when you create a Daniel Fast Prayer Journal, why was it important for you to combine like faith and the structure in that way?
So my husband and I think, I can't remember when exactly we started doing the Dame Fest, but we do it like with our church each year. And it was so like the first we did it was so much like, what can we eat? What can't we eat? Like, what are we supposed to be praying about? And so I was like, well, I can come up with a prayer journal to kind of help, like give scriptures and give like a few guided prayers and even like add a few recipes that you can eat, of things you can eat in there. So that was just to help others that felt like us, because we were like the first year we were completely lost. And so just trying to help others who may be trying to attempt that and need help.
Okay, and there was like a turning point or moment in your life that led you to become an author, like in a specific moment, or it just started like naturally?
So it was, well, I mean, I kind of mentioned it a little bit before, but that I had two relatives that were writing, and let me say that I had all my things typed up, all my poems typed up in I think it was like 2014, and I sat down, I was like, I'm gonna put all my poems in a book. And then I just sat on them. I typed all of the poems, and I just sat on them for 3 years. And I think in those last, in the like last year and a half, I had two cousins that both put out their books, and I think both of them were kind of like self-help or something like that. And I was encouraged by that to kind of like, move forward and put out my books.
Yeah, it's like some specific point that it just like give you the courage to do that, right? And it's something that I want authors or writers know that they can also do that. Like right now, are you working in any new projects that you would like to share with us?
So I have a few that are in the works, but one specifically is it's personal, and that's just my weight loss journey that I had like right before I had my son. I had lost like 30 something pounds, and so it's just kind of sharing that, because also that was I had people asking me about that, so I was like, well, I can just put this in a book and share it that way. And so it's just basically my weight loss journey and how I lost the weight and the process I went through. So that's probably next I'm working on.
That's so cool. And where can listeners find your book or connect with you online?
So my books are on Amazon, and I recently Googled myself, which is really an interesting thing. But I found out that Binding Words is on booksamillion.com and waterstones.com, so you can find it there. But all of my books are on Amazon. And I'm also, you can follow me on IG, Alicia HD underscore writes. And yeah, that's pretty much it.
Okay, perfect. Like, go to Amazon, buy one of her book. And thank you so much, Alicia. It has been a pleasure to have you on Authors Radio. Thank you for sharing your journey and give us a glimpse into your inspiring world. To all our listeners, be sure to check out her books, including Not to Self, The ABCs of Marriage, According to Me, Binding Words, and many more. Like, thank you for turning in to Authors Radio, amplifying voices, inspiring the world. Join me next time for another inspiring conversation. Until then, happy listening.